very emotional right now, so if my words are kind of rumbling, you know why.
Where do we find you tonight, Marcus?
Where can you find me?
Yeah, where are you calling us from?
Southern California.
At home with family?
I'm home with family.
Oh, my gosh. Describe for me the scene when you got the phone call. What was it like?
Man, it was ecstatic. It was really loud. I mean, everybody attacked me. I could barely breathe, but I mean, it was one of the best experiences of my life. And I mean, I can't even explain how I felt at that moment when I seen the phone call. My heart really dropped. So, you know, the environment is crazy, and it's still crazy right now while I'm on the phone.
Marcus, what was your initial contact with the Saints? Who contacted you first? Did you see him? You know, who talked to you first?
Who talked to me, like, as in, like, earlier on before the draft?
Yes.
I spoke with the DB coaches. They came out and see me. I can't recall their names right now.
That would be Aaron Glenn, probably. Aaron Glenn, AG?
Yeah, basically. They came out there, worked us out. I mean, he did the pro day with us as well, so I've seen him a couple of times. And, I mean, it's been a great experience meeting with him and everything.
You know, what would you say your strengths are, Marcus? The Saints have identified that they need some secondary help. What are your strengths? What are you going to bring to this team?
Just my range back there, getting sideline to sideline, and my ball skills, the ability to take away the ball. You know, I feel like interceptions and takeaways are the most important things that you need on a defense, and I feel like I bring that each and every year, you know, just being able to attack the ball or make somebody fumble, you know. That's just the type of things that, you know, I bring to the table. I'm very smart, and, you know, reading the quarterback is something I study all the time, you know, knowing the defense, knowing the offense, and that's pretty much what contributes to those turnovers, just being one of the smartest guys. So that's what I preach in my meeting rooms, and that's what I hold myself accountable of doing.
Marcus, you had an injury this past season against Oregon State. What was it, and how are you feeling now? You missed two games with it. Where is that injury at?
Oh, okay. So I had an MCL sprain on my knee. It feels great. I mean, I missed those two games, but you know, I could have played the next week, but it wasn't fully recovered. But now it's great. I don't have any problems with it. I don't even feel it. I don't even think about it. It was a non-factor. So, I mean, I had no surgery on it. And, I mean, you wouldn't even know if I had an MCL sprain or not.
Outstanding. Marcus. Dominic, one of our fans, whom you'll find to be a very passionate group, the Houdat Nation, is ready to welcome you in with open arms. But he tweeted us and wanted us to ask you when we finally get a chance to talk to you tonight, but our question comes from Dominic Kedzierowski, and what he's wanting to know is, how do you think you'll complement existing safeties Kenny Vaccaro and Vaughn Bell here coming up?
I mean, I feel like I compliment them well. You know, just being able to learn from them, first of all, you know, learning from people that are already vets in the league and been there and knowing what to do, you know, that would just help me. And then just being able to learn from those guys would, you know, assist the defense and better myself as well. You know, that's what it's all about, getting the defense better, making your team better. And just by them, you know, being up there and being able to assist me and teach me the ropes and all those things will, you know, help us become a better team.
Now, Marcus, a lot of defensive rookies, a lot of NFL rookies start out primarily or a lot on special teams. What do you know? Have you played a lot of special teams, and how do you feel about it?
I love special teams. I play special teams all my life. I played almost every special team at Utah where I was at. So, I mean, I don't have a problem with playing special teams. Actually, I need to be on a special team, and that's just what I do. I mean, I play punt. You know, I was making tackles on punt. Punt return, I was, you know, gunner control, things like that. So I really don't have a problem with playing special teams. And, I mean, that's what our coach says is the most important thing on our team. So I feel like that's a big priority.
Sounds like you took some civil engineering classes during your time at Utah. Would you describe yourself as a cerebral player, a smart guy?
I mean, I'm pretty smart. I mean, I'm good at studying, you know, learning pretty quickly. So things like that are really not that tough for me when I continue to work at it. And that's what I always do. I continue to work all the time. And so that's just me. That's just my work ethic, and that's just who I am.
Where does that work ethic come from? Tell us a little bit about your family and your background.
Man, I have a competitive family. Everybody's always working. Me, my dad wakes up at 3 a.m. every day and goes to work, and he's been doing that for a long time. My mom goes to work every day. She works two jobs. My dad helps her with her other job. So everybody in my family continues to work. And when I seen that, you know, it's just a stamp in me. It's just, I feel like now it's just genetics. It's just in us. So that's what I contributed to. And, you know, just always being overlooked. I just have to make sure I work harder than everybody else. So that's just a little bit of where my work ethic comes from.
Yeah, we love hearing that. What is it that they do?
So my mom is a caterer and an event planner, and she also works at a school. And she also works at a college, Cal State San Bernardino. And then my dad helps her with the catering, and then he works at Irwin Industries.
Busy family. We love hearing that. We can't wait to meet you in person.
Thank you. I can't wait to meet you.
Marcus, real quick, New Orleans is a little different than Salt Lake City and Corona, California. Are you prepared for what you're going to find here on the Gulf Coast?
Man, I'm prepared. I'm prepared for anything. If I come out there, you know, it's just adjusting. You know, that's pretty much what you have to do in any environment that you go. It's all about adjusting. And, you know, the quicker you adjust, the better you are. So that's just who I am. I don't really have a problem with, you know, adapting to new environments.
Well, Marcus, whatever winter clothes you had in Salt Lake City, leave them. Don't bring them here. You won't need them.
I won't need them.
No, you won't need them. You won't need the winter clothes.
What do I need?
The shorts, man. It's going to be, I can promise you this, it's going to be warm.
Hey, have you ever seen or tried crawfish?
I couldn't hear you. Sorry. What did you say?
Have you ever seen or tried to eat, tasted a crawfish?
A crawfish, man? I ate a crawfish before.
Really? All right. Where'd you do that at?
You can eat crawfish anywhere you at.
We might change your mind on that when you try some fresh ones, but I love the attitude. That's awesome.
Marcus, we welcome you with open arms. We wish you all the best. I can only imagine the excitement for you and your family. You've done them proud, obviously, in the classroom, on the field, and now as a professional. So congratulations. Any idea how you'll celebrate tonight?
Man, I'll just celebrate with my family, and that's all the celebration I need.
All right. We'll see it work here soon enough. Congratulations again.
Okay, sounds good. All right. Thank you.
There he is, Marcus Williams.
What a grounded young man.
I think that might be, and John, we've done this now for a few years. Jen, you've talked to guys that have just made that first entree into their profession.